Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hey there, Susan Winter coming to you, answering your questions. This one's a good one. Is it true you can't love anybody else until you love yourself? I really enjoy getting questions that are complex like this, and I relish the time I'm in a public speaking environment and somebody raises their hand and asks me one where I think, oh man, that one's tricky. And this one is tricky. This writer has three more prongs to this question that are fabulous. So if you're wondering if you have to love yourself first before you get love, before you have love, before you can love, listen up. This is from Amber, and Amber, thank you so much. Amber writes, "Hi, Susan. Your content has shaped me into a resilient, no BS type of woman, both inside and outside of my dating life. Thank you, exclamation point in cap letters." I love this, Amber. Thank you so much. I really hope you catch this video or this podcast audio play, because this is really important. I want to make sure you get it. By the way, when I do one of the questions and answers and I answer you, I do email you. So please, if you've written in, give me a legitimate email so that you read it and look for your spam. Okay. What I'd love to hear your input on is the old adage, you can't love someone else until you love yourself. One, how do you know if you truly love yourself? Two, how do you know if a potential romantic partner also loves themselves? And three, where's the line between narcissism and self-love? Oh, God almighty. Okay. I got to start one at a time. How do you know if you love yourself? This is an evolving, ongoing situation for all of us. This is more a question of undoing the layers of programming and messaging from society and from parents and from kids in middle school and everything else, and coming to be okay with ourselves. You know you love yourself when the chatter in your mind that is so negative is countered fairly rapidly by a, you know, that's kind of a mean thing to say to yourself. Come on. Or is it true? When you start to have the positive thoughts, kind of like, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, when that starts to come into play, you know you love yourself when you are in agreement with the choices you've made. Understanding that in that time and place, out of all the options that you understood as being presented to you, you made the most accurate decision for what you truly wanted in that moment. So it is reconciling our past, and it is forgiving the times that we were less than we wanted to be, and understanding how to be the better version of ourselves. So in essence, I would hope that we start to know. I think self-love is a really big word and idea that blocks most people from doing it. A lot like meditation, like, oh my God, it has to be, you know, an hour, and I have to be at peace, and I have to feel nirvana, and I have to have no thoughts. I think it's more like just being in agreement with yourself and not hating yourself so much. Kind of like generally, you're okay. That's what I think self-love is. Okay? Number two is going to be tricky. How do you know if a potential romantic partner also loves themselves? Well, you will find out as the relationship evolves. Listen to their negative self-talk. Although some people have a lot of negative self-talk, but it doesn't hinder them being in a relationship. It just hampers them in the way they feel about themselves. I guarantee you, this whole thing about do you have to love somebody before you find love is nonsense. We suggest it. You'll be a better partner if you don't hate yourself. Well, you'll be a better partner if you take responsibility for yourself. You'll be a better partner if you're clear. But we can never qualify it, what you're pulling in on the other side, because you won't know. until you're literally in a relationship with this person and it plays out. Everybody wants the approval stamp right away when they're dating. Like, give me the one sign that I know I won't get hurt or I won't waste time. We got red flags for you. You might see them and notice them, but there is no formula yet that can say, yes, this one is perfect for you, approved. So how do you know if they love themselves? Do they sabotage themselves? Do they sabotage the relationship? Are they open to real dialogue and communication with you? Do they seem like a thoughtful, caring person? There are a lot of ways to tell if they hate themselves. And sometimes it's, could be pain, masking pain, but do they have an addiction that they know about and they just keep going? I understand addiction is a heavy, heavy monkey on your back and it's covering pain and it's a coping mechanism. But if they realize that it's hurting themselves and they don't care to fix it because they kind of have no more will to try anymore, they don't care enough about themselves. And if they're in that place, what a luxury to even consider somebody else. Are they deep in survival mode? Nobody talks about this, but I've worked with a lot of people that evidently their partner is just trying to get by. The idea of committing yourself and loving somebody else is just, it's too big a burden, which leads me in into this very last statement here. And it says, what's the line between narcissism and self-love? Okay. So a narcissist will rarely blame themselves. Rarely will you find a narcissist flailing themselves for something they have done improperly, insensitivity. Rarely will a narcissist ever worry about how their behavior has affected you. They couldn't care less. Healthy self-love means you understand what it's like to be a human, and you therefore have compassion and patience with your partner. You do hold them to standards, but you understand that humans are flawed creatures. This is what being human is. We're striving to be our higher selves, and day in and day out, little buttons of reactivity are pressed all throughout the minute we open up our eyes, and probably when you're sleeping, you know, those little buttons start coming and they trigger you. As my friend said years ago, Bill, God, this guy, I haven't seen him in ages. He said, the goal is to get it from a fire alarm to a doorbell. And those are the triggers. So narcissists don't deeply reflect on if they've hurt you. And if they do have an apology, it's very much perfunctory. And it's like, because you've had to bring it up. And they're like, oh, I would never hurt you. I would never do that. On to the next. You're not going to see any real, oh my God, what can I do? Explain how that happened so I don't do that. Give me the step. What did you see? Let me look at it. Let me assess it for myself. So self-love just means that you have seen all sides of yourself, right? And when we are able to look at all different sides of ourselves, we have a greater understanding of human nature. This is why if anything I've ever said or done over the many years I've been in this business resonates for you, I guarantee you, all I do is watch human behavior. And humans have patterns. Even the irregularities that look like anomalies have their own patterns. And humans react a certain way. And a kind person who's generally pretty well-dispositioned and sorted with themselves will have generally kind and thoughtful behavior with you. It's as simple as that. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Please. Don't suffer in silence. You have something you're ruminating about, something that's just over and over creating anxiety, just book a session. Just push the button, book a session, take the time you want that's available, and let's get it done. and I have new products and services that are coming around that I'm excited about. If you haven't already, start listening to my podcast, The Susan Winter Show. Remember, your questions are on the last page, the contact page, underneath media. You're going to see a question box. You're not sure where I'm going to answer it. It could be on the podcast. It could be an email. So don't give me a bogus email. It could be on a video. Okay? But if your question is urgent, book a session. And for all of you, take a look at the Dating Games Guide plus Older Women and Younger Men. A lot of these, this is the best of the best. And this is where AI is wonderful, because out of the thousands of videos I have, if you're like, okay, what does Susan say about this thing? You just put in a keyword, you say it, you type it. Multiple languages are offered. It'll take you to the direct moment that I talk about that thing. Saves you a lot of time. And the app is free. You put it in your back pocket. And the expense for the library is so minimal. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. If you like the show, subscribe, please, and stay in touch with me. Take care.